I have to admit, even after my kids were in school full days, I would sit down with a sandwich and turn on Mr. Rogers at 12:30. If everyone were like Fred Rogers, what a wonderful world this would be. Okay, I know some of you weren't as enamored with him. He was one of those either you loved him or couldn't stand him. I personally wanted to live in his neighborhood. It was so radically different than the world we live in. Think about it. He only owned 6 sweaters and a pair of tennies, modest furnishings, basic craft supplies, none of the sparkly markers and glow-in-the-dark paint. His friends were just simple, down-to-earth people, yet he lived such a content and peaceful life there in the neighborhood. I think he was living that abundant life Jesus talks about in John's Gospel. Not abundant in material things, but abundant in what makes life wonderful. Peace, joy, contentment, and happiness. We obtain those things by surrendering our needs to the Father and not conforming to this world. Not letting the world tell us what real happiness is, but letting God tell us. And what he tells us is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the rest will be added. Simple, isn't it? Kind of like Mr. Rogers.